Or in Simon Tovkuf Yud Sifches, Machaber says, Afa Pisha Hutra Otso Biyom Tova Fil Shal Tzorech, even though you're allowed to carry outside of an Erev, from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim, or in Rosh Hasharabim Dal Ramos, even if there's no need on Yom Tov, because of the rule of Mitoch, still, Lo Yisa Masos Gedolos Keterech Sh'osa B'chol, you should not carry things that are very heavy in the manner that you do during the week, Elitzarech L'shanos, rather you should do it in an abnormal fashion because of the D'chol. So carrying is Mutter, even if it's not Tzorchochol Nefesh, but it needs to be done in an abnormal fashion. Ketzad, how? Hamevi Kadayayim Yimakom L'makom, if you're carrying barrels of wine from place to place, Lo'ivim B'sala B'kupa L'aseh L'socho Arba O'chamisha Kadim, you shouldn't carry it in a big basket where you could take four or five at a time. Lo'ivim Al'kseifo L'fanav Echad O'shnayim, rather you should carry one or two on your shoulder or in front of you. D'muchach Shel Tzorch Yom Tov Avim, because then it's clear that you're doing it for Yom Tov purposes, and it's a different fashion, so it is not an issue of the D'chol. The Ramah adds, V'davka k'shamalicham imakom l'makom, av mizavis l'zavis, o mivayis abayis, b'oso chatzer shar b'cholingen. This is only true if you're carrying it from place to place outside of a chatzer. But within a chatzer, from house to house, or from corner to corner of one house, you would not need to do it in an abnormal fashion. You could carry four or five at a time. The Shaar HaTzion quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that even from zavis to zavis, from corner to corner in one house is a problem, but the Ramah doesn't paskin like that. And the Orzaruas make it even more and says within a city you could carry it in a normal fashion. But clearly the Ramah doesn't paskin like that either. And since within the house or within the chatzer you're allowed to carry it in a normal fashion, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to do it more at one time so that you'll be able to be memayed in how much walking you need to do. Siftes, Hamolech HaSateven Lo Yavshel HaSakupa L'Achor V'El Notel B'Yado. If you're carrying straw, you shouldn't carry it on your back, rather carry it in your hands, again, in an abnormal fashion, so it's not of the D'chol. Sif Yud, V'chei Masel Sher Darkan Lisa Osa M'mot. Those items which are normally carried on a pole, Yisa Osan Al Gabo Me'achorv, you should carry it on your back. Sher Darkan Lisa Osan Me'achorv, those things which are normal to carry on your back, Yisa Osan Al Ksefo, you should carry it on your shoulder. V'sher Darkan Li Nasei Al Kasef, Yisa Osan B'Yado L'Fanav O Yifrosh Alei En Beged. Those things which are normally carried on your shoulder, you should carry in your hands or cover them. Just in general, you want to do it in an abnormal fashion. V'imiyefshar, if you can't do it in an abnormal fashion, because there are a lot of guests and you need to do it quickly to get them the food, then osa kedarko, then you're allowed to do it in the normal fashion. And so too from sifches, if you have a lot of guests and you need to do it all at once, you would be allowed to. How do we define what orchim are? What are guests called? Mishnah Berurah says, even if they're from your city, they're still called guests. The Machzis HaShechel points out that even though when it comes to the Shvus to Shvus Letzorech Mitzvah on Shabbos, that the Ramah earlier in Hilchos Shabbos says that the Mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim is only if there are people that are coming from outside of the city and staying in your house for all of Shabbos. Here, we're more Mekil, since you already invited them, Mishum Kavod Abrios, we're more Mekil and say that even if they're from your city, you'd still be allowed to be lenient for them. The Mechaber continues, when is this true? When it's being carried on a person, on an animal, lo yavi klal, then it can't be carried at all. Sif yad alef, aim of vien eitzim, lo b'chevel, lo b'kuvel, lo machatzelis, avayim b'matpachas uvecheiko. The carrying of the wood also needs to be done in an abnormal fashion. Simintav kuf yad alef, sif alef, mutter lasus madur lischamin kenegda. You're allowed to make a fire in order to warm yourself up next to it on Yom Tov. Mishnah Berurah explains, even though the Pasuk says, Ach, asher yechol nefesh, hu levedo l'selachem, that you're only allowed to do things for ochol nefesh purposes, we have a rule, mitoch shehutra avar l'tzorch ochol nefesh, since you're allowed to light a fire for food purposes, hutra avshol l'tzorch ochol nefesh, then it's allowed to be done for non-ochol nefesh purposes also, as long as it is shavol ochol nefesh, it's something that everyone enjoys, and it is a need for Yom Tov. There are others, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, who say that any benefit to the body, enjoyment of the body, is considered to be ochel nefesh itself, and not because of mitoch. The Ramah adds, Yesh om da asar lahachim b'sachorif b'yom tov. Some say you're not allowed to warm up the heater on yom tov. D'lefamim ein akor gadol v'eino el mufunakim v'avikim erchad z'migmer da asar, because sometimes it's not really so cold, and only people who are really finicky, an istinus or something like that, would be cold, but most people wouldn't be cold, and therefore heating it up in that case is not shavol chol nefesh. This is only if it's done by a Jew. If it's done by a non-Jew, the Mishnah Berurah says, then for sure it's going to be mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah also says that the minhag is l'chakel, even for a Jew, that you're allowed to turn up the heat, even if some people aren't really that cold. The Dirshu discusses what makes something shavol chol nefesh. as long as the maisa itself is shavu l'chol nefesh, like cooking is shavu l'chol nefesh, so then even if you're eating a, cooking a spicy food, which not everyone likes, that's still going to be mutter. So too, if you have a book that not everyone understands, but reading itself is shavu l'chol nefesh, so therefore you'd be allowed to carry that book in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because the reading itself is shavu l'chol nefesh. When it comes to refuah, Poskim say that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and Tav Tzadivav say that you're not allowed to do a malacha letzorech refuas choli biyom tov, and it's not considered shavu l'chol nefesh because it's only for those sick people, which is not the majority of the Jewish people, so it's not considered shavu l'chol nefesh. But Rav Yashiv is a little more lenient to take a pill if you have a mechash ba'alma, you have a bad headache or something like that, that Yom Tov is more lenient than Shabbos when it comes to medicine, and you would be allowed to take medicine if you have a bad headache, even if you're not considered a cholosh ein bo sakana.